This is from Fast Guns Out of Texas by Ralph Cotton. "No, wait," said Dawson, raising a halting hand. "I can pay it. Just let me get my money out." He swung the canvas bag of supplies down from his shoulder and held it out, saying, "Here, hold this." Newhouse obliged him instinctively, taking the canvas bag by its neck with both hands before thinking, "Oh, no." Instantly, Newhouse realized his mistake. But by then it was too late. Dawson's Colt had already streaked from its holster. The gun barrel caught the stocky gunman full swing across his left temple, sending him backward. Dawson took the canvas bag back from his hands and turned with it quickly, just in time to feel the axe handle swing against it with a hard thud, hitting sacks of flour and beans instead of his ribcage. Junior, Remington in hand, stood stunned, frozen in place for a moment, seeing the gun barrel fly backhanded across the bridge of Delory's nose with a terrible sound of gunmetal against crunching cartilage. The sight of it caused him to snap into action, but he had already hesitated too long. As he raised his Remington, the axe handle struck a wicked blow against the back of his hand and sent the gun sliding across the plank boardwalk. "Hell's fire!" Junior shouted, grabbing his stinging hand and looking up in amazement as if puzzled by how Delory's axe handle had turned against him. Seeing the question in Junior's puzzled eyes, Dawson said as he drew the axe handle back for a more powerful swing, "Sleep on it." But before he could swing the axe handle, Dawson heard a shotgun cock, and a voice called out, "Hold it right there. You're not killing my son."